ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर नंबर 4 एंटाइटल्ड द एट्रोसिटीज ऑफ किंग कंसा वर्स नंबर 5। बहवो हिंसिता भ्रातः शिशवः पावकोपमाः त्वया दैव निःसृष्टेन पुत्रिकैका प्रदीयताम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परवर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। My dear brother, by the influence of destiny, you have already killed my many babies, each of them as bright and beautiful as fire. But kindly spare this daughter. Give her to me as your gift. Purport. Here we see that Devaki first focused Kamsa's attention on his atrocious activities, his killing of her many sons. Then she wanted to compromise with him by saying that whatever he had done was not his fault but was ordained by destiny. Then she appealed to him to give her the daughter as a gift. Devaki was the daughter of a Kshatriya and knew how to play the political game. In politics, there are different methods of achieving success. First repression, dama, then compromise, sama, and then asking for a gift, daan. Devaki first adopted the policy of repression by directly attacking Kamsa for having cruelly, atrociously killed her babies. Then she compromised by saying that this was not his fault, and then she begged for a gift. As we learn from the history of Mahabharata or Greater India, the wives and daughters of the ruling class, the Kshatriyas, knew the political game, but we never find that a woman was given the post of chief executive. This is in accordance with the injunctions of Manu Samhita. But unfortunately, Manu Samhita is now being insulted, and the Aryans, the members of Vedic society, cannot do anything. Such is the nature of Kali Yuga. Nothing happens unless ordained by destiny. Tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido na labhyate yad bhramatam upariyadha tallabhyate dukkhavad anyatah sukham kalena sarvatra gabhir ramahasa. Bhagavatam 1.5.18. Devaki knew very well that because the killing of her many children had been ordained by destiny, Kamsa was not to be blamed. There was no need to give good instructions to Kamsa. Upadesho hi murkhanam prakopaya nashantaye. Chanakya Pandit. If a foolish person is given good instructions, he becomes more and more angry. Moreover, a cruel person is more dangerous than a snake. A snake and a cruel person are both cruel. But a cruel person is more dangerous because although a snake can be charmed by mantras or subdued by herbs, a cruel person cannot be subdued by any means. Such was the nature of Kamsa. So, I seek the blessings of all the senior devotees who are sitting here, especially some disciples of Srila Prabhupada and all the senior brahmacharis here. So, I am a little nervous, not because I am speaking in front of so many, but I may make some mistake of Siddhanta. So, please correct me if I do that. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, we are speaking from 10th canto. Just 2 days back on Saturday, when His Holiness Radhanath Swami was speaking, so he mentioned that at the end of his class, that many exciting events are going to unfold in the story, that how, you know, Kamsa attacked Devaki, but then she was saved. Now Krishna is born and he comes to know of the birth of 8th child. And then he said, you know, wait for more information. So today we'll see, you know, we have seen the next, how, you know, Devaki is trying to persuade to save the child. So Srimad Bhagavatam discusses 10 important subject matters, and 10th canto is described as the Samam Bhunam. Now the meaning of Samam Bhunam is the supreme good. That is, you know, it supersedes all so-called good things. You know, it is the ultimate good that a person can get. So basically, transcendental happiness that we all are seeking actually. So Shukdev Goswami, he describes the in the second canto, 10th chapter, what are the different 10 subject matters. So he says, Atra sargo visargascha sthanam poshanamutayah manvantareshanukatha nirodho muktirashraya. So these ashraya or shelter or samambunam, the ultimate, is the 10th canto. But when we see, when we start reading the 10th canto with lot of expectation, yes, something very wonderful is going to come. But we see that it starts with very, you know, it starts with atrocities of Kamsa, that earth is burdened by so many demoniac kings and she is like, you know, afraid, and she goes to Brahmaji and they all go to Lord Vishnu. So, and then, you know, in the first chapter we see that how Kamsa starts atrocities on Devaki, and then later we see before, you know, Krishna's pastimes, that, you know, how so many demons, how so many children are killed. So we see that when Vasudev is married to Devaki and they are going, and this prophecy is heard that he will be killed by the 8th son of Devaki. And immediately, although he is doing such menial service as driving the chariot of Devaki, but then suddenly the situation changes, you know. And he is ready to kill her, and it's just matter of few seconds that, you know, she'll be just chopped off. But somehow he stops, or he is persuaded not to kill by Vasudev. And we see in the first chapter we have seen that Vasudev gives so many moral instructions and so many spiritual instructions. He discusses about the soul, how anyone is anyway going to die, whether it is today or after 100 years. He gives so many instructions. But then in one verse, Shukdev Goswami says, in the 46th verse of first chapter, that all these instructions actually did not make any difference to Kamsa's determination to kill. And then Vasudev started thinking, what should I do now? You know, he's determined to kill her, my wife. And then he makes a promise that he will deliver all the sons, because the fear is from the sons of Devaki, not Devaki herself. And by this promise, Kamsa actually desists from killing Devaki. So here we see that Kamsa's mind changed not because of the instructions, but by seeing the character of Vasudev. He was aware that Vasudev, he has given promise, so he will not go against it. So as we have heard Prabhupada say that, you know, philosophy without character is useless. So here we see that, you know, Vasudev's character actually changed, not the philosophical, you know, things that he spoke. So we'll try to analyze in this verse today, you know, the different aspects of character of Vasudev and Devaki and Kamsa, who are, you know, three characters involved in this as of now in the story. Prabhupada has already described something about character of Kamsa. He says that that is the nature of demons, you know, Kamsa. So Srimad Bhagavatam and the devotees, the Bhagavat, they are compared to like oceans of good qualities. And as we know, ocean, it has so many wonderful things. In one of the lectures, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was saying that, you know, if we want to get something from the ocean, we have to dive inside it. On surface, if we remain on surface, we may get fishes which we can, you know, trade or some things, you know, which we can get some value. But an expert diver does not go on the surface, but he goes very deep inside. And because of that, going deeper, he can actually get very valuable things, like very valuable stones, corals, pearls. So, similarly, analyzing Srimad Bhagavatam, it needs a lot of expertise. I admit I don't have any. So, whatever little we have tried, we'll speak about. But I am sure there are many expert divers here and they can get much more out of this part of Srimad Bhagavatam instructions, which can be very useful for the advancement of neophyte devotees. So, you know, we'll see how Vasudev initially, when faced with this crisis of Kamsa trying to kill Devaki, he is just newly married, just few hours. As Prabhupada explains in the purports that in the Vedic tradition, when the girl is married, then she is taken along with the bridegroom by the son, by the brother, to the house of the bridegroom. So this was happening exactly. So it was hardly few hours that Vasudev is married. And then suddenly there is change of situation. And here he is seeing that his newly married wife may be killed now. So the relationship is established only few hours back. So sometimes we may see in this world that people feel, we have still not, you know, developed any relationship. What does matter, you know? Okay, fine, it's your sister, you take care, I am going. But he was responsible. He got married and he took full responsibility of her. Even before her actually stepping in his house. And he was ready to sacrifice his life to save Devaki's life, his newly wedded wife. Because here we see Kamsa, brother of Devaki, is ready to kill his sister. And if Vasudev is protesting, he will say, you know, okay, first let me chop off your head, then I can take care of my sister. So he could have felt like that, you know, ye to apna sambandhi nahi hai. He is still not my, you know, I don't have relation, but she is my sister, first let me take care of her. So that fear may be there, but he took the responsibility. No, I am responsible, so I'll take care of her. So we see that is, you know, Vasudev's upright character we see here. And in this situation, in this kind of situation, when we land up, you know, often it is not very easy to tackle, right? So we see that still in that crisis situation, he maintained, you know, as we say, fortitude or strength of his mind, that he was not swayed or not confused, what should I do now? So he remained very calm and thoughtful. So, you know, just like if we are faced with people, they are not going to kill, but still we get confused and, you know, we lose our thought process. But here, in such crisis situation, he remained calm, thoughtful, and used his intelligence. We see there is one very nice shloka. It says that how, you know, the quality of great people is. It says, Udaye savita rakto raktaschastamaye tatha sampattau cha vipattau cha mahatam ek rupata. It says, whether the sun is rising or it is setting, it remains, it looks the same, you know, the same reddish hue. It does not change. So similarly, whether in sampattau cha vipattau cha, whether in crisis situation or whether in, you know, very fortunate situation, but the character of good men, it does not change. They remain steady and they remain, you know, remain alike in all the situations, equipoised. So we see that, you know, in Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada also mentions in 89th chapter, when this, you know, the description of how Lord Vishnu is great, Bhrigu Muni, that story. So Prabhupada mentions that greatness of a person has to be estimated by his ability to tolerate provoking situations. So here he was in such a provoking situation, but still he was very, very calm and tolerating. Otherwise people may start, you know, if they can't do anything, at least they'll start abusing with words. But he maintained his calmness, and not only that, but he displayed his astuteness or expertise in dealing with that situation. And we see in this verse, in the first chapter, verse number 37, when this thing happens, and then Vasudev, for the first time, he speaks. So he says, Shlaghaniya guna shurair bhavan bhoja yashaskara sakatham bhaginim hanyat striyam udvaha parvani. So he says that, you know, you are the, you know, praiseworthy, you have praiseworthy qualities and you are like the star of your dynasty, Bhoja dynasty. How could you kill your, you know, a woman who is your sister at the time of her marriage? So in the purport or the commentary which is given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Sararth Darshini, he mentions that how very expertly Vasudev used diplomacy to appease Kamsa. So he is saying, Shlaghaniya guna, that you have praiseworthy qualities. So a person is ready, already has a sword in hand, and the person is also, you know, holding the hair, and just about few inches, and he is saying, very praiseworthy qualities you have. So this is not at all, you know, probably butchers may praise that. And yashaskara, bhoja yashaskara, that you are increasing the glories of your dynasty. Now, this is not praiseworthy. This is not increasing the glories. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that actually he is saying, you don't have any qualities. You are like butcher and you are spoiling the image of your dynasty. Actually the meaning is that. But he is using diplomacy. So diplomacy is an art. And many times we get confused with duplicity and diplomacy. But there is a difference. Diplomacy, the difference between diplomacy and duplicity is, first, the intention. In duplicity, the intention is to cheat others. Intention is to cover up our faults or our hidden desires from others. Pose ourselves something which we are not, to get worldly fame, name, like that. But in diplomacy, the purpose is to handle certain situation so that, you know, the crisis is solved. And, you know, when this kind of diplomacy is used, the feeling that a person, all the parties involved, is that they all feel satisfied. In this situation we see when Vasudeva praised like that, Kamsa was satisfied. Yes, what you are saying is true. And everyone was satisfied, he was satisfied, his wife is saved, wife was satisfied, Devaki. But when we see someone acting diplomatically or dupliciously, then the feeling generated is that of being cheated. That a person feels, I am cheated by this person, you know, because of his duplicity. And duplicity cannot be used in devotional service. Actually, it is, you know, counterproductive. It will actually lead to offenses. But here we see, diplomacy can be used in devotional service. So we see that, you know, how one of the main qualities in using diplomacy is speech. So one of the Subhashita, it says, Priya Vakya Pradanena Tushyanti Sarvajantavaha Tasma Tadeva Vaktavyam Vachane Kadaridrata. It says that by speaking sweet, palatable words, a person can satisfy Sarvajantavaha. He can satisfy anyone, even animals. And he says, so if that is the case, why should one be miserly in using good words? We see that when communication, you know, the problem in most of the times in communication is that not proper words are used. Intention may be good, but it is not communicated properly. Usage of words, you know. So we see here that how he was not duplicitous, but he was diplomatic in saying, Kamsa, that you are such praiseworthy qualities. The intention was to save the situation. So we see that he decided very quickly. So he had this quality of taking quick decisions. Generally, those who are in managerial capacities, they know that how it is very difficult to take decisions very quickly in certain situations. And we struggle between doing things right and doing right things. So in a situation we may feel, someone may feel, "Arey, should I use this kind of language or should I be diplomatic with this person? Oh, what he will think, you know, what will happen?" So we are trying to decide whether this thing is right or I am doing it right way. But we don't think, you know, what result we want to get, what should be the right thing to do in this situation. So doing things right and doing right things, there is a difference. So here he applied his intelligence and spoke these words, used diplomacy. So there also Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in that purport, he says that when he said Shlaghaniya Guna, so he was praising him. So he was praising him Sam, explaining, you know, you have such good qualities, why should you, you know, bhuja yashas kara, you should not spoil. And then he says that, you know, he creates bhed, that is, he says, she's your sister, how can you kill? Right? So he uses all these different things which, you know, in even purport Prabhupada describes about Devaki. And we see that, you know, we have similar instances even in the life of devotees. If we see Chaitanya Charitamrit, you know, how diplomacy can be used in Krishna consciousness. That is, doing right things. You know, if we read Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrit in chapter number 12, you know, this verse 44, Krishnadas Kaviraj describes Rajamantri Ramananda Vyavahare Nipun Rajapriti Kahi Dravaila Prabhurman. So he says that this Ramananda Raya, he was very expert in diplomacy. He was a minister of Prataparudra Maharaj. And he was very expert in speaking. And just by speaking good qualities of Prataparudra Maharaj, he changed or softened the heart of Lord Chaitanya. So we know the story that how Lord Chaitanya, when he was in Jagannath Puri, And Pratap Rudra Maharaj wanted to meet him, but Lord Chaitanya, he avoided. He said that, you know, one should not, one who is trying to cross this ocean of birth and death, he should not associate with materialistic people or those who are attached to women or sense enjoyment. And, you know, one or two times more, some devotees asked, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya asked, so he said, I'll go to Alalnath if you again persuade me. So then Ramananda Rai, he started describing, you know, so they did not stop the endeavor because they knew, Are, the Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he is a very wonderful, you know, devotee, and he is attracted to Lord Chaitanya. He is very pious, very pure. But he is in the position of Raja, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sannyasi, so he may not meet him. But he started, you know, praising different qualities of Ramananda Rai. Huh? So, one may say, my God, you know, using diplomacy against Lord Chaitanya himself. But Lord Chaitanya, if we see, if we read carefully, he was happy. Internally, he was happy. He wanted, he was, you know, satisfied with Pratap Rudra Maharaj. But from social perspective, to set a good example, he did not want to easily show people that, you know, he is attracted to a rich person. Sometimes, you know, we get attracted to rich people. So, you know, this is, he is speaking in that way, that, you know, a person in renounced order should be very careful. But then we see that ultimately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased with him. And in the purport to that verse, Prabhupada also says that there are many examples of how diplomacy was used in Krishna's service. He speaks about Raghunath Das Goswami, that how Raghunath Das Goswami used diplomatic behavior to save his father and uncle from being persecuted by the, you know, tax collector. And he also mentions about Sanatan Goswami, that how Sanatan Goswami, by using diplomacy, the principle of Daan, he escaped from the prison. What was the intention? To serve Lord Chaitanya. So Prabhupada ends the purport by saying that the conclusion is that diplomacy used for service of Lord is a form of devotional service. So important is intention and, you know, what results it will bring. So as we see that, you know, Prabhupada many times would say, Phalena Parichiyate, that the result justifies the means. So, you know, if the result is that, you know, we'll actually create facility for discharging devotional service or help someone to discharge devotional service, then it is justified. And not just that, he did not stop at that. Okay, Devaki is now saved. Now, ho gaya. So, when she is saved and Kamsa also, he says, all right, you know, you can go home. So, they are not immediately imprisoned. Vasudeva and Devaki, they actually go to their home and they are staying there. But then, we also see that how Vasudeva, he displays this quality of being truthful to his words. So, you know, he had promised to whom? Such a treacherous person, but still he maintained his truthfulness. So, you know, one of the verses is there in that particular section, that how a person cannot speak truth, you know, a devotee cannot speak lies, sorry. So, you know, after the first child is born, he takes the child to Kamsa. And we see Kamsa, you know, he says, I don't have fear with him. He takes him away. But then later, he kills all the six sons. And one by one, Vasudev, he offered all the sons as per his promise. But then we see that he was not attached to that kind of mundane morality. Because when Lord Krishna was born, and he instructs him, now you take me away to Vrindavan, to Mahavan. And Vasudeva is not attached with his promise. Because now the higher instruction is there from Lord Himself, what he should do. So he submits to the authority of the Lord. And he takes, exchanges the babies and brings Yogamaya or Durga back. And when he is back in the prison, and as in the last verse, last to last verse, we heard that, you know, all the guards in the jail, they get alerted that child is born, which is the eighth child, and Kamsa comes and he is ready to kill now. So Vasudev, we see that he did not give the child. The child was with Devaki. Why he did not give the child? Because that was not his daughter. He knew that. So he did not, you know, kind of do anything wrong by not giving the child. At the same time, he maintained his promise and he was not protesting that you don't kill the child. But he allowed Devaki to protest to save the child. So we see that, you know, how he displayed this strength of his character. And then we see that how Devaki, when she has this child now and she's, you know, pleading to Kamsa to spare the child. In the previous verse, she also, as Govind was mentioning yesterday, day before yesterday, that she spoke something, you know, which is does not make much sense. She said that, you know, I'll get this child married to your son, future son. So somehow she was trying to save the child. But when she was being killed or she was going to be killed, she did not protest for her own life. But she was, you know, meekly, humbly just praying to the Lord. So we see that how, you know, when challenge was against her life, she did not protest. Because whatever Krishna wills, that will be done. But when, you know, saving another life, so she was ready to fight for it, ready to plead, ready to do anything. So we see that even in case of Ambarish Maharaj, when he was cursed, you know, and facing with that situation that he may be killed, he did not protest. Because devotees, they, advanced devotees, they understand that ultimately, you know, death or living is both the same because, you know, we are engaged in service of the Lord. So here we see, you know, her character, that she knew in purports of or Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he again and again stresses that Devaki knew that this child is not hers, but this is Yashoda's child. But still, he continued to, you know, try to protect the child. And while doing that, as in the purport, Prabhupada mentions very nicely, she also used diplomacy. So when needed, she displayed that intelligence which she had. And we see that this story, or, you know, the stories of Bhagavatam, they are also described in many other Vedic literatures. Like the same incident in Sri Garga Samhita is also described, you know, how the Lord Krishna is born. So in the first chapter of Sri Garga Samhita, which is entitled as Description of Sri Krishna Chandra's Birth. So in the 11th chapter, you know, this verse comes, verse 53, the same description is there. And here Devaki is praying also, or pleading to Kamsa. And the verse says, Sutam ekam dehi me tvam putreshu pramriteshu cha striyam hantum na yogyosi bhratas tvam dina vatsala. So she says there in that verse that now that all my sons are killed, you please give me at least this one daughter. It will not be good for you to kill a female child. And then she says that you are kind to they who are miserable. The last word, she says, Bhratas tvam dina vatsala. So one may say, here he has already killed 6 children. And so cruel. Like, you know, one cannot imagine how he killed the child. As Maharaj was mentioning that day, a newborn child, just few hours, you know, how soft the limbs are. So you know, and smashing that, it will be just like pulp. So how can one see that? You know, a child is just crying now, and the next moment made into pulp with, you know, blood and everything going around. So he had so much cruelty. And here she is addressing him as Deenvatsala, that you are merciful to those who are miserable. Why? Because she is remembering that how previously he saved her. She was spared with the same argument that she is a woman, she should not be killed. So she tries, okay, let me try this time again. You know, previously he spared one woman, that is me. Now let me try for this girl also. She is also female. So the point is, she remembers that she was saved. Generally, in such situations, we, you know, whatever others may have done to us, we easily forget. You know, it just evaporates. We may have good relation with someone may have served us so much, but then when there is some dispute, then we forget everything. As we see in, you know, the courts today, most of the cases which are there, they are only in family members. A son fighting with father may have done so many things. Son, brother fighting with brother, right? So there is so much of, you know, loving relationship, but something goes wrong and, you know, person is ready to, you know, go to any extent. Does not care about social behavior, does not care about, you know, the pain that person may go through. So people forget very easily. So that is called as kritagnata. They forget what others have done for us. But here, Devaki, in this situation also, she is remembering what he did for me. He saved my life. He spared my life, rather. So again, there is one very nice, you know, Subhashit. These are, you know, wonderful words which actually give, you know, a lot of meaning, which are just by observance of, you know, phenomena in the nature. So this verse, it says, Pratham vayasi dattam toyam alpam smarantah shirasi nihita bhara nanikera naranam salilam amritam kalpam dadyur ajivanantam nahi kritam upakaram sadhavo vismaranti. So the comparison is made with a coconut tree. So it says that a coconut tree, whatever little water was given in the first year for the coconut tree to grow, it remembers it throughout its life. It carries sweet nectarian water on its head and continues supplying that throughout its life. So it does not forget the, you know, water which was supplied, very little water in the first year. So similarly it says, Nahi kritam upakaram sadhavo vismaranti. So saintly people, they never forget the, you know, things which are done to them by others, and they remember that. And we see that, you know, we see so many examples. Prabhupada, so many people, they came, they became devotees, they served, and they had difficulties, they went away. But Prabhupada was never, you know, angry on them, but he always remembered their services. So he gives by his own example, you know, testimony to this verse. And even while he was leaving his body, he remembers, yes, George Harrison, he served me, he helped me to publish Krishna book, and he immediately removes the golden ring and gives it to him in that situation also. So, you know, this is the character of saintly people. And we see that, you know, even after all these incidents happen, and ultimately Yogmaya is, you know, she tells Kamsa, you are a fool, you know, you are trying to kill me, but your killer is already born. After all these things, Kamsa releases them. And Vasudeva and Devaki, they forget whatever they went through for these so many years, the atrocities of Kamsa. they don't keep a grudge against him. They are not, you know, envious, or they are not, you know, kind of enemy towards Kamsa. They still live in Mathura. They don't go from there. So although, you know, they had options to go, right? But they continued to stay there. So they easily forgot, you know, what atrocities he did. And recently, you know, we attended this program of, you know, memories of Sri Arvind Mafatlal, father of Krishna Chandra Prabhu. So in his offering, Krishna Chandra was mentioning that four things his father taught him. You know, two things that one should always remember, and two things one should always forget. So he says, two things which always one should remember is God and death. That Krishna is ultimately our protector, whatever may happen. And ultimately death takes away everything. So we should not be attached to anything. And he says, two things which one should always forget is what bad things other did to us, and what, you know, good things we did to others. And he was mentioning that, you know, it is always opposite. You know, we remember what bad things people have done to us, and we also remember what good things we have done, what favors we have done for others. So there is this, you know, one saying that, you know, what good you do to others, you write on sand. And what bad things, or what good things others do for you, you write on stone. Right, so that will not be erased. Sand, it will be erased easily. So here we see that, you know, how Devaki is displaying that character. So good lessons to learn from Devaki and Vasudev, and also from Kamsa. So he displayed the most cruel and demoniac nature. He was ready to kill his own sister. As Prabhupada also mentions here, that, you know, he compares him to snake, that snake is cruel and a cruel person is cruel. But a snake can be charmed by mantras, or poison can be reduced by, you know, herbs. But an envious person, cruel person, he cannot be controlled. There is another verse which says that comparing to a snake and cruel person, snake is better. Because snakes bite only sometime, you know, kalena, sometime they bite. But an envious or cruel person, pade pade, every step they will just, you know, keep hurting you, right? They are so cruel. So here we see why, you know, he is displaying this kind of character. He displays such an unstable mind, Kamsa. So we see when it starts, Kamsa is doing such menial, humble service, very happy, and, you know, taking Devaki on chariot. So much of wealth has been supplied. He did not protest his father. Hey, why are you giving so much? So he was happy that, yes, so much has been given, right? And he was happily taking her. And then, when that prophecy is heard, the next moment, he is ready to kill her. Right? Just matter of few minutes, few seconds. And then Vasudev starts speaking to him so many things, and then he promises, and he says, all right. Then he is again happy. And he tells, okay, you go home peacefully, stay, and have children, and then you give me. And when the first child is born, Kirtiman, Vasudev takes him to Kamsa's house. And Kamsa, he says, oh, I don't have fear with this child, you know. Eighth child, go live happily. Eighth child you bring. But then Narad Muni, he tells him, you know, all these children, all these relatives, they're all demigods and they're ready to kill you. You don't remember your Kalnemi in previous life, and Vishnu killed you. So how can you trust Vishnu? He can come at any time, you know. And we have seen in, you know, this Mahabharata or Krishna, you know, they show that. It is nowhere mentioned, but it shows that, you know, a pet flower with eight petals, and he says, which is the first one? How do you know? So he says, or last one, eighth one. So, you know, he thinks maybe, you know, he can come anytime. So he again captures them, imprisons them, shackles them, and kills the babies. And then this happens. You know, the eighth child, Yogmaya, we'll see in the next few verses. She actually challenges him. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he writes in the purport of, you know, when Yogmaya, she flies away from his hand, that Yogmaya actually kicks him on his head while flying in the air. You know, gives him a good jolt. And then he again, you know, gets pacified. My God, you know. Devaki, she is having daughter Yogmaya, Durga. So he says, my God, you know, I did something wrong. I should not. And then he again sends them back to home. Right. But then again his ministers, they start speaking what should be done. And they say, within the next last 10 days, anyone is born, we should kill. And again he starts his atrocities. Although, in the next few verses, we'll see, Kamsa himself is telling so many philosophical things. That, you know, the children, they are dead. They're actually not my fault, you know. It's destiny. They may have done something wrong, you know. It's, you know, ultimately karma, everyone, you know. So he speaks philosophy. He knows philosophy. So we see that how, you know, he's going ping pong or, you know, just changing his stances. So, you know, if you see, one of the symbols of justice is that, you know, holding a weighing scale. And it shows, if you see the photograph, both the scales are, you know, on same level. But that situation never comes. If you go to a marketplace, to vegetable seller, you will never see that his scale is like that, you know. And otherwise it will keep dangling. So what do? They put one weight on one side. It's stable in one place. So, character of cruel person is compared to like this weighing scale. It says, Stokena unnatim ayati, stokena ayati adhogatim. Oho su sadrisho cheshta, tulash tulayeshta khalasya cha. That, just see the character of a weighing scale, you know. In just little difference, it goes up. In just little difference, it comes down. Similarly, a cruel person, you speak some little good words, you know, he is elated, he is in air, you know, I'll do anything for you. And just few words, and his mind is suddenly upset and he is ready to kill you. So these kind of people cannot be trusted. Why? Because they are attached to sense gratification. So they cannot have resolute determination. They cannot have determination to do one thing. They don't stick to their decisions. They don't stick to their, you know, line of thought. So we see that, you know, Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, it is because they are so much attached to Bhogaishwarya. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam taya parita chetatam. Vyavsayatmika buddhi samadhav na vidhiyate. Attached to sense gratification, bhoga and opulence, aishwarya. So when that is the situation, and throughout all these things which happened, the behavior of Kamsa, back and forth, Vasudev never trusted him. You know, in one of the verses it is described, Sukhdev Goswami, when, you know, Kamsa said, okay, you go home, you know, I don't fear first child. Vasudev, he never trusted, you know, he can do anything. He was ready, prepared. So, you know, we see that, you know, similar situations we face, you know, when interacting with so many people. Because Kali Yuga, everyone is attached to Bhoga and Aishwarya, right? So, sometimes, you know, in Subhashita, there are some amusing verses also. You know, you may say, "Arey, why I am speaking so much?" Because one thing is that I don't have taste for Srimad Bhagavatam. And another thing is, in purport, Prabhupada is speaking about Niti, Chanakya Pandit and others. So, you know, justified. So, this verse, it says that Karpur Dhuli Rachital Valah Kasturika Panka Nimagna Nalah Ganga Jalai Sikta Samula Valah Sviyam Gunam Munchati Kim Palandu. It says palandu, that is onion. Even if you plant it in bed of camphor, karpur, and you cover it up with the soil of kasturi, panka, mud of kasturi, musk. I don't know how many have experience of musk. It is very rare, but one time we had in our DT room and just little bit was, you know, rubbed on hand, and throughout the day the smell is there, the fragrance is there. So it says, and it is, you know, covered with soil of musk, and Ganga Jalai, and poured Ganga Jal water, but still it cannot give up its gun, Sviyam Gunam, it cannot give up its pungent odor and taste. So we see, someone may feel, are people are in ignorance, you know, what can we do? You know, there is no point in preaching. When we go for preaching, there are so many challenges. Who will take books when we go out? You know, people are not interested. But, you know, that may be true to some extent, because, you know, Subhashita has some limitations. You know, it is not transcendental. It is only mundane morality. So we should be also careful. But we see Srimad Bhagavatam, which is transcendental. It says in 11th canto, Aila, he is speaking his experience. He says, Tato dussangam utsurje satsu sajjeta buddhiman santam evasya chindanti mano vyasanga mukti bhi. That an intelligent person should give up bad association, take association of saintly people. Because just by hearing their words, the most, you know, intense or vicious kind of attachments from the heart, they also can be easily removed. And we see that, you know, how many lives have been changed by just association of Srila Prabhupada through his books. Right? So many stories. I am not a book distributor, so I don't have any stories, but there are many, you know, they have so many wonderful stories. Right? How book distribution changes so many people's lives, and you know, we can actually see the examples. And you know, one last thing. Even Harinam has that potency. And we see, I was just reading recent diary of Indradum Maharaj, that how he is now in Brazil and he goes to one particular place, you know, some temple, and they have school in a locality which is the most dangerous place, you know, so many thieves and robbers and dacoits and, you know, murderers. So he asks, how can you have, you know, how are you having your school there? He says, you know, they actually start liking us because they know that our intentions are to help them and to change them. And so many children are coming and they see the children are enjoying. So they are, you know, cooperative with us. So he says that one day a lamp from the school was stolen. And the headmaster, he was actually in marketplace, and he saw that lamp in one of the shops. So he went there and he said, this lamp, this is from our school. So he says, your school? And then the robber was just around somewhere. So he calls him, where did you get this from? From that school. From the Hare Krishna school. How can you dare do like that? Apologize them. They are doing such good works. They are chanting, they are feeding prasad. They are such nice people. Why are you robbing there? And, you know, Indradum Maharaj, he goes out for a stroll, so he removes his iPhone. So the accompanying devotee, he tells him that, no, you don't take this out because people are very poor. They will do anything to rob this. But we have experience that if you say that I am a Hare Krishna devotee, they will leave you. Because even the robbers, they have changed now. You know, they have sympathy towards Hare Krishnas. Because Hare Krishnas, the devotees. Because they see that they are doing such wonderful activity. They are chanting Hare Krishna, and by just hearing that Hare Krishna mantra, taking association of devotees and eating prasad, their lives have actually changed. To some extent, they may not stop robbing, but at least towards devotees they are, you know, kind. So we see that, you know, how, you know, I'm sure there could be many more things spoken by wonderful illustrious devotees here, but how, you know, different characteristics are displayed by Vasudev, Devaki and Kamsa from this verse. So we could take lessons and imbibe them in our lives. I'll try to do myself first. So thank you very much for tolerating. I'm 10-12 minutes over time, so please forgive me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.